This evening by Chris Aldridge.
A Good Friday Meditation with the Bishop of Newcastle, Helen Ann Hartley, reflecting on the ways that trees and wood can hold human pain from the Sycamore Gap.
The tree that once stood here was a place of shelter and strength.
To a storytelling chair made from a storm-felled tree.
There's a dignity about it and a presence that is restorative.
To the wood that became the cross of Christ.
I think perhaps that's why trees have such a powerful resonance in Christian spirituality.
Good Friday Meditation. This Friday afternoon at 3 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Sir Ian McKellen is among the guests on Front Row this evening. He'll be discussing his latest role as Falstaff in a new adaptation of Shakespeare's Henry IV, Parts 1 and 2. We'll be joining Nick Ahad for that and more, live at the usual time of 7.15, just after The Archers. But we have comedy now on Radio 4 with Tim Key's poetry programme.
Let's go!
That's not...
Yes, we're coming with you, mate.
This way, gentlemen.
This is a disgrace.
I demand to know where my wife and child are.
Front marched.
That's what we're being, Lord.
This is an absolute disgrace.
We're going in here.
Are we now? I haven't done out. Why am I going in?
Blame him.
I do, mate. One for all, Lord. You're right back there, Robbo.
In.
Please would be so incredibly nice.
Sir, I'm not saying please. I'm not saying thank you. I'm not saying ditzy witsy billy dee. I'm saying get in that room.
Now, don't you get fruity, pal.
Put your suitcases over there.
Yes, sir!
You'll excuse my friend's suitcase. It's a little 19th century, shall we say.
It was my father's.
Chair, chair, chair.
Say what you see.
Sit down.
Don't get fruity.
Now, I'll fetch a jug of water.
Yuck.
Just do as he says.
Never!
And I'll be back presently to interview you with regards to the possible illegal import of undeclared goods.
With regards. Jesus wept.
Let's hope you're not carrying anything spicy, shall we?
Welcome to Tim Key's poetry programme.
Oh, never mind that.
We're on air, Lord. Plug in over there, Robbo.
I've got an email with a cast iron promise that we're back in the studio this series. Cast iron, like a girder.
Many epilogues for the mayhem. You have got yourself a Tim Key's poetry programme broadcasting live from...
Stansted, Piggott Airport, a windowless room, about to get questioned, searched and most probably roistered.
We ain't getting roistered, Lord.
Oh, God, he's got a bloody dog.
You can't assume you'll waltz through customs, not these days.
We were through, though. We were bloody through.
I got excited, that's all.
Yeah, you did. Select the green channel. Get your head down. That's the way you do it.
I was excited about my interview.
Marching along, doing a divvy walk, banging your giant Toblerones together.
I have an interview at 7 with the great Sean Keaveney, Lord. Of course I'm banging me bleeding Toblerones together.
It's amateur hour, that's what it is. Well?
What?
Have you got anything on you? Tim. Oh my God, what does that facial expression mean? That's... Why are you sticking your tongue out and pushing your ears forward?
Nah, it'll be fine.
Oh God. Oh God, what
nah,
have you got?
It'll be fine, I said. Time for cool heads.
Okay.
Oh, dearie me, the man of the moment. Our amazing customs official with his magnificent jug of water.
Just chill it out, play ball.
Right, let's keep the sass down and crack on, shall we?
I've got an interview to get to, mate.
You're in your interview. This is it.
Hog Whittle, this ain't the interview. This is a disgrace!
Chill it out.
Pick the chair up and sit down.
Yeah, listen, old friend. I need to know where my wife is. As in, please.
As in, Megan.
I need to be reunited with my wife and son.
As in, Megan and Claude. They've got names, Lord.
Are they being interviewed in another area?
My name is Carlos Clark.
Impossible.
Why?
Well, it's neither one thing nor the other. You Spanish?
I've got a Spanish nephew.
This makes no sense, Lord.
My name is Carlos Clark. It's on my badge. See?
Carlos Clark. No, Carlos Clark. Fantastic.
Hi, Carlos. Listen, we don't do drugs, if that's what this is about.
Class A's.
Any other drugs. Tell him.
This conversation will be recorded for official purposes.
Recording.
Right. I mean, we're recording it as well.
Why would you be recording it?
We can stop.
We can't stop. It's a case of welcome to Tim Key's poetry programme.
I don't know what that is.
Yes, and I'm not familiar with your feces recordings of your grubby little interviews, but hey-ho.
Please don't call my interviews grubby.
But it is grubby, Carlos. You're not putting us at ease. Do you think the great Parky is getting anything decent out of Muhammad Ali if he's acting the big man like this?
Right. Please have a look at that. Do you have anything from this list on your person?
Sir, would it kill you to say I'm joined by Tim Key?
It is a list of prohibited and restricted items.
Give me the list!
Let's have a look at the list. Let's see what we've got. Let's have a look at the list.
Yeah, he hasn't. Just say you haven't. Hmm? He hasn't. Let's get out of here.
Which do you have?
Well, I don't have soil, if that's what you're asking.
Tell me what you do have.
Who's sneaking soil into the UK out of interest?
Just cooperate, man, please.
And I can finally confirm that I have not smuggled in an automobile.
He hasn't got anything, neither of us do.
I would love to know how I'm squeezing a Skoda Fabia into my House of Games carry-on case.
I'd listen to your pal if I were you.
I'm doing an interview at 7.
You're doing this interview?
Don't flatter yourself, pal. I'm talking about the Graham Norton stuff.
Right.
Oh, God. You see, this is the thing, Carlos. Your rubber gloves. I mean, your Wogans and your Wassies, they're not pulling on Marigolds this early on in an interview.
Well, I'll have you know that I have, in fact, interviewed Gary Rhodes from my student newspaper.
Oh, the chef?
Yes.
Wow.
And that is relevant how exactly, sir?
You're talking about Wogan. I mean, that's my...
Yeah, but that's a student newspaper, so that's print, isn't it?
Right.
Right.
Yes. And
right.
It was a very successful interview.
Go on.
He saw fooders.
I'm talking about Russell Harty getting stuck into Kenneth Williams. I'm talking about Emu. I'm talking about bloody interviews.
Please look at the list!
Let's get this over with. We're getting roistered. I'd rather we didn't fanny around talking about your student journalism career first.
No one's getting roistered.
Then why are you gloved up to the elbows?
Would you pop your sombrero off for me, please?
I haven't got soil under it, if that's what you're asking.
Why are you wearing a sombrero?
It's called coming back from holiday, mate. You may want to try it someday.
So you flew in from presumably Mexico?
Menorca.
Menorca.
Yes.
OK, what are we dealing with? Piss up?
No.
Family holiday.
Yeah, my family. He found out we were going and then tagged along.
Barely saw them. Was a ball ache. Chasing me tail, me.
Well, he threw up in our minibar.
There's different ways of doing Menorca, Lord.
We found a stray kitten. We called it Olive. My wife fell in love with it.
Your wife fell in love with it. They both fell in love with it, Carlos. He was all over that cat like a rash.
My son wanted to rescue it.
They fed it sardines and pistachios, Carlos. That cat ate better than I did, I promise you.
Did you spend any time with a third party?
Nay, didn't leave the resort, sir. Did the same pub quiz 4 times since you asked. Got pretty good at that.
He spent half his time in the bath.
Don't get personal, Law.
We couldn't shift him.
I fell in love with the Menorcan talc.
Talc?
Yes, talc.
Couldn't get enough of it. Clouds of the stuff. He was like a sumo wrestler.
It's not like our stuff. The Menorcan stuff isn't.
He was like something out of Stars in Their Eyes coming out of that bathroom.
Okay. Take your shoes off.
Please, it'd be nice.
Just take them off, man.
And have this great walrus make smart-ass comments about the state of my feet.
I'm afraid you have to take your shoes
off. But where does it end, Carlos? Starts with the shoes, ends up with me sprawled across a piano. Tackle out, you loping towards me, licking your lips and pinging your marigolds.
Piano.
There. Took them off, didn't I? They were off.
And empty your pockets.
Never! Man's pockets.
Empty your pockets.
It's all right for you, Lord.
What's in your pockets?
I know my rights.
You sure?
Listen, Maitland. Is it a case of me folding up a dear old 50-euro note, plunging it into your bare paw and us saying no more about it?
You got something from the list in your pockets?
Please tell me you haven't got something from the list.
Let me see the list again. Oi, 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 oi. I can't be here. Me interview. I've got to phone Keaveney's people.
Empty your pockets, then.
You won't like it.
Oh, not soil.
No, not soil! It's not the great escape, Lord. Say, Carlos, you think this guy's squeaky clean?
Just empty him.
This guy was a disgrace on holiday.
Empty your pockets,
this
you're
up. This guy yelled at the banana boat guy because he wouldn't take cars.
Not my problem, come on.
No, never is it? Never is, nothing's joined up. Let's get his ancient suitcase on the table. Let's laugh at his wife run.
It's a time for cool heads,
easy
I thought we
for
said.
You to say, you ain't carrying any mad stuff,
empty
Lord.
Empty your pockets. What's this?
You know damn well what that is.
Sherbet fountain.
Well, yeah, well done, Lord. Spotter's badge. We can all see it. It's a sherbet fountain.
Place it in the grey tray.
In the grey tray? This is insanity. Bring one sherbet fountain through, for my own use, mind you, and I've now got PC Funglebury shoving his beak into it. That is sherbet, pal.
Why are you bringing sherbet through customs?
'Cause it's sherbet, Law. I like it on me tongue. Why are you bringing your Paul Weller t-shirt through customs? Why are you bringing your Hello Kitty neck cushion? It's a free country, Lord. Last time I checked.
The trouble is, with any white powder...
Oh, my goodness me.
I'm going to have to take that to Daphne.
It's bloody sherbet, man.
Who's Daphne?
I'm not snorting sherbet, brother.
Daphne's next door. She'll analyse the powder.
Sherbet!
She'll put it in a dish, give it the once over.
Well, she can set light to it and get high on the flames for all I care, Carlos. I'm clean. I'm a good boy. I'm a clean boy. I'm a good boy.
I shall return.
Where's my wife, Carlos? Carlos! Megan will be fine, Lord.
Yeah, I'm calling her.
This is like banged up abroad, Lord, without all the good bits.
What good bits?
Oh, we're not even abroad.
It's bad to be banged up abroad. You do know that.
Well, given the choice, I'd sooner be banged up in Bangkok than...
It would be terrible to be banged up in Bangkok.
Oh, yeah, of course it would. Keep telling yourself that, Lord. Sun-drenched courtyard, canteen full of pad thai. Keep telling yourself that's worse than a 10-stretch in bloody Stansted.
Hi, I'm Megan.
Megan, thank God. How are they treating you? How's Claude?
Who's treating me?
As in, we've got an absolute stickler this end. Constant threat of roistering. How are you bearing up?
Well, I'm in Smith's, Lord. I'm in Smith's.
W.H. Smith's.
You, what?
She says she's in W.H. Smith's.
So, Megan, you're not getting roistered?
Only by the prices.
Oh, goose, thank God you're okay.
Well, last thing I knew, you were right behind me. Tim was doing his funny dance, and I had my beak firmly in my Uber app, and I turns around and sees you two disappearing through the double doors.
Oh, thank God you're safe, Goo.
Oh, I do miss our little holiday, Lord.
Oh, I miss it like crazy, Gilly.
Oh, God help us.
I miss the sundowners.
I do. I'm sorry I've deserted you, Megan.
I really miss the love hammock.
I can't talk about that now.
Love hammock? What?
You heard.
Is that the hammock?
Stop earwigging.
The love hammock, yeah.
We're talking about the hammock on the terrace.
Lord, do you miss Olive?
I miss the kitten, yeah.
How long will you be, Lord?
Now listen, Goo, we've unfortunately been ushered in...
No, frog marched.
You're in customs? No.
We'll be out in no time, Gooey.
Tim's just getting his sherbet fountain analysed by the lady next
it's
door.
It's clean, Goose. It's clean. Uncut sherb.
The good thing is we haven't got nothing we shouldn't, so you just hang tight by the Osmonds.
We've got an absolute grade A Smithers going through our bags, I'm afraid, Gooey.
Your bags?
Yeah.
No.
It'll just be a quick rummage and then we'll be with you.
No, you can't go in your bag, Lord.
Don't worry about that, Goo. You won't be able to get it open. It's from the 1920s.
Yeah, I don't get on with the modern ones.
Absolute museum piece.
I'm coming, Lord. I'll come fetch you.
Oh, yes, a rescue operation.
No, promise me you'll stay by the Osmonds, Gooey.
Oh, my goodness. It's 2024, Lord. She can rescue us if she likes.
Oh, I've got to go, Goose.
Loving your work, Goosey.
Don't open your suitcase, Lord.
Okay.
Have fun through there.
Excuse me?
Chill it down, Tim.
Snorting my sherbet.
You're not making things any easier for yourself,
then
you know?
Stop hoovering up my sherbet, mate.
I'm not hoovering up your sherbet. I've taken it through to Daphne. She's testing it.
Oh, yeah, testing it.
Daphne's 75. Now open your case.
Jagger's 80. You think he's just sniffing chrysanthemums? Age ain't no barrier, mate.
Open your case, sir.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Fries.
Well, then don't make me open it, then, if you can't handle it.
So let's... Did you pack your own bag?
No, Carol bloody Vorderman packed it. Oh, dearie me, can you stop squinting at my personal effects?
What's with the garish shirts?
Your job ain't to slag off my threads, you know, pal.
Might need my sunglasses.
Because, of course, your short-sleeved white number would have had the Menorcan ladies eating out the palms of your hands.
Did you pack your own bag?
Did you knit your own tie?
You've got to cooperate, Tim.
Do his bag, come on. Get him involved. Prize open the trunk.
Why have you got four hairdryers?
I already said my bag's chaos. I'm not going to sit here defending it. But you'll not find a firearm in there. And I didn't see Travel Scrabble or Snow Globes on your beloved list. Turning your nose up at my damn comb now.
Well, who still carries a comb?
I do. I carry a comb. The way you talk about it is like I've got some mad plan to comb the king to death.
Why are you travelling with CDs?
Oh, my goodness. Not allowed CDs either. Why don't you just throw the damn book at me? 30 years in strange ways for refusing to be an iPod sheep.
Claudia Schiffer postcards. Two whisks. Paint.
Well, yeah, I mean, you say anything in that tone, it makes me sound like a madman.
Book of poems.
Yeah?
What's happening here?
What's happening is that's my poems. That's what?
What poems?
Well, you tell me. Published poems. You don't know who you're dealing with, pal. This could be very embarrassing for you.
Deals with everyone the same way, I reckon.
Nah, you think he's turning his nose up at McGough's poems?
You think McGough's banging Toblerones together at Stansted Airport?
Give me the book. Too aggressive. How about you ask me how I got into poetry? Something like that. How about you ask if I met Rowan Atkinson?
Should be off.
That's my wife.
Quickly then.
So when Keaveney calls, I can also pick up. That's great to know. Fantastic.
I'm saying he can take it because it's his wife. You got a wife?
You know what? Piddle off. You got one?
Got a fiancé.
And I've got Sean Keaveney, so we're all good.
Can I take it or not?
You've got 1 minute.
Okay.
I'll take the whisks to Daphne.
Thank you.
1 minute.
Yes?
Hello, I'm me, Megan.
Goose, it's me, Lord. We're at the thick end of things, I'm afraid.
Well, they won't let me behind the curtains, or whatever the phrase is.
Yeah, it's a separate door. We're just being interviewed, Goo.
Wrong kind of interview, Gooey. Little or no respect.
Now, I'm thinking air vent.
You're thinking what now?
Oh, yes, Megan, you'd be mad not to.
Have you got an air vent your end?
Sure do, Goo. Big silver bugger.
Okay, well, this is promising, because I've got one this end. I'm quite interested in getting in.
Yeah, I think get up into the air vents. Love your style, Goose.
But how are you going to get the pushchair up there?
It collapses down.
Of course it does. Sorry, but you're thinking you, Claude, And the babies, then, all up in the air vent.
And the suitcases.
You'll never get them up.
Yes, but they blow them up to smithereens if you leave them in Smith's for too long.
W.H. Smith's, yes. Gooey, you get up there. You get squirming.
Yes, I think I'll take them up as well, actually. You're right, Tim.
I really just think wake by the Osmond's goose.
I do think it's a question of me squeezing through the pipes, Law, I'm afraid.
Oh, blimey, Smithers is back.
OK, off the phone then, String Bean.
What?
Wow.
Don't open your...
So, go on then, son.
Son?
What's your job?
You've got to be kidding me. Flicking through my published book of poetry and he asked me that.
What's your job?
Poet! Bloody poet! Radio broadcaster! A television personality, all of it! I'm the lot! I've been the voice of Prince's Tuna. I've met Andy Serkis's accountant. Blow me, I once got given a free laptop case. And you peer at me like I'm, what, a mollusk? This is madness. Absolute madness.
Professional poet, is it?
Well...
Pardon me?
Let's have a look. Jack D.
No.
Swallowed his bee.
Well, obviously don't read them out.
He came to me.
This isn't fair.
I used my brie to lure out the bee. I charged Jack a small fee, £12.93. Published by whom?
What does it say on the spine, Gormenghast?
Utter and Press.
Then I imagine it's Utter and Press who took the chance.
I mean, it's thin old gruel, isn't it?
But it's usually me reading them out, and with Lord playing underneath. You don't get the full idea if it's a customs official reading them out in an interview room.
So shall I get the guitar out?
I'm not saying get the guitar out.
Can you unzip this compartment for me?
You think I've got trotters for hands? Of course I bloody can.
It's a red flag. When someone has a compartment...
Did I design the suitcase? I can't help it if it has bleeding compartments, can I? You think his one hasn't got compartments? It's bloody Georgian, his!
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Oh. You've got... What? 40 condoms with white powder in them here?
Oh, no.
You've got 40 condoms with white powder,
It's...
Oh, Tim, what have you done?
It's talc.
It's what? You're smuggling talc?
Maya talco perfumado.
I'm a good boy, though.
Where's that come from?
I'm just saying, Carlos, I'm a good boy. I'm a good boy.
And I'm bad for wanting my body to be soft?
I don't know what he's playing at, Carlos.
Condoms full of talc, you say?
Yeah, say what you see. Menorcan talc. I became obsessed.
He did become obsessed. It was absolutely everywhere. It was like living in an ash cloud.
I couldn't fit the boxes in my bag, to be honest. The Menorcans are flogging 50 grams of the stuff in cornflake boxes. Basically, it's all packaging. I transferred it to Johnny's. I'm not apologising for that.
Transferred it to Johnny's?
Transferred it to Johnny's.
Do you realise I'm going to have to take these Johnny's to Daphne?
Yeah? Do you need a £50 note for her to hoover it up with?
She actually wears a mask so that no stray substances get accidentally inhaled.
Yeah, I can just imagine her.
She's 6'5".
Yeah, exactly. Like Stephen Fry.
She's less elegant than Stephen.
I may as well open the other compartment now.
Oh, my God.
More condoms.
Another 40.
Talc?
If you must know, I have 115 condoms filled with Menorcan talc in my case.
I've never seen anything like it.
Should get out more.
I've seen a watermelon full of liquid meth.
Ooh, tough guy.
I'm taking them to Daff.
Why have you got 100 condoms full of talc, man?
Listen, pal. You fell in love with the cat, I fell in love with the talc, see? It's not so hard to understand, is it now?
I've got a wife and child waiting for me by the Osmonds.
My heart bleeds. I've got Sean Keaveney googling my career in central London.
I'll take the Johnnies to Daff, then... And then I'll get the canine.
Well, dog. No one says canine.
But we have a man...
Well, we have a homo sapien if we're doing this.
We have a man called Mr. Cheng.
Okay. That it?
He will bring the canine through after.
Good old Mr. Cheng. There he goes. If Daphne's nostrils are worth their salt, that's coming back as talc every day of the week and twice on a Sunday.
Hi, I'm Megan.
Okay, Megan, love, where are you?
Right, I've gone into the air vent, Lord.
Oh, good lass.
No, bad lass. She shouldn't be in an air vent.
It's very dark. And also my buttons keep getting snagged on the metallic floor.
Well, I bet buttons, I think, Megan.
Well, of course they're going to get snagged. Air vents aren't designed for young mothers to go through. They're designed for air.
Well, I'm afraid I'm wriggling along, Lord. It's dark.
Oh, is Claude okay?
Oh, yeah, he's crawling along just fine. I mean, Buston's holiday for Claude.
Just try not to be scared, Megan.
Oh, she's not scared, Lord. She's like a young Sigourney Weaver. Can you hear this, Megan?
Not really.
Wait, don't throw whisks at the grape, mate. Just come out, Megan. Just come out, come
she's
out.
She's not on the crystal maze, Lord. Let her wriggle. You go, Goose, you go.
Oh, I think there are bats up here.
Oh, bleeding hell.
Our man's coming, Megan. Our man's coming.
Oh.
Well, get him out of the way, then I'll drop down, and then we can all toddle off to the taxi rank.
Oh, I love that, Megan.
Get out, Goose. Get out.
Love your style, Goose.
Daphne has the Johnnies.
Good old Daphne.
Could we get some more water, please?
Eh? Oh, no, yes. Yeah, good point. Can we get some water, please? It's a human right, Carlos.
I can get you water, of course.
Cool. But from elsewhere.
Oh, though, gotta be from elsewhere.
Like a different bit of the airport, you know?
And Sprite, of course.
Sprite isn't a human right.
Yet.
Can we get a packet of beef hula hoops, please, over here?
I can get you some refreshments. I can't make any promises about premium items, though, clearly.
You're a gentleman, Carlos. I will go to my grave saying that.
And then Carlos?
Mm-hmm.
Can we do him, then?
We haven't finished doing you yet,
oh,
have we?
God, not the roistering.
I have nothing to hide, Carlos.
Carlos?
Yes?
You seen his leg?
Well, what's that got to do with it?
It's jiggling like a pneumatic drill. Has been for the past 20 minutes.
That's just my leg. That's what it does.
Hasta la vista, Miss Bell.
Just whatever.
Oh, come on, Megan.
You know what? I should be being asked what it was like to work with Anne Hathaway. Not this. None of this.
I mean, what the hell are you up to, travelling with powder?
I don't have a go at you for packing your weird gels, do I?
Weird gels.
Weird gels?
You think my rash is soothing itself?
Hello, it's me, it's Megan.
Oh, Megan, hi.
Megan, can you see any decent vents to unscrew?
Sorry, already done it.
Eh?
What do you mean? Are you saying you've dropped down? You're out?
I unscrewed an air vent with one of my boutons, and I've dropped myself down.
Amazing, so where are you?
Oh, that's the thing. It's a bit of a pickle. You're not going to believe this.
Where are you, Gugu?
I'm in a different bloody Smiths.
Oh, my God, they're everywhere, Gooseberry.
W.H. Smiths! It's pronounced W.H. Smiths. With respect, Megan.
Tim all right?
No, Tim not all right. Tim doing the wrong kind of interview, Goosefat. Tim should be being given underarmors by Sean Keaveney. Instead, he's got a human walrus in his grill.
But not been roisted yet.
No one's getting roisted, Chillybee. Not on my watch.
Now, I'm thinking I'm going to knock out this lady from Smiths.
Carry on.
What?
Well, I'm thinking knock her out, drag her into the store cupboard, change into her blouse, come and rescue you, that type of thing.
I mean...
I like it, Megan, I have to say.
Sorry, can I hop in, please?
Oh, yes, of course you can.
Just these, please, and the hula hoops.
Megan?
Oh, I like your moustache.
Oh, most kind.
Beef hoodas and a Sprite. You having a party?
Sort of.
Is everyone invited, or...?
Well, it's, Well, I'd love you to come. I mean... Yeah, why not?
Oh, God, no, sorry. No, I was pulling your leg.
It's Carlos, but close friends get to call me Cece.
Oh, Cece. Do they indeed?
listen, maybe I could, can I have your number?
Oh, God, no, sorry. I'm married to Lord.
Lucky Lord. Well, cheerio then.
Yeah, bye, love. Hey, Lord.
Hi, Goo.
So, yes, I'll knock this lady out.
Yeah, I just don't know whether people who work in Smiths are allowed into the customs bit, that's all.
Well, anyhow, I'll knock someone out, I'd have thought.
Yes, I reckon. Sooner the better, Goose.
Oh, gotta go, Goose.
Don't open your suitcase.
Hoops. Pop. Whisper bites.
Pop.
Mr. Cheng's coming in with the canine now. Sherbet's clean, anyway?
Yeah, will be, because it's sherbet. And the towel could be clean, too, because it's towel.
God.
Yes.
Wow.
Here we go.
Careful.
Told you.
Good boy.
That's a big dog.
Good boy. Hello, Mr. Cheng. Hello. Okay, so this is Robson.
Right.
He'll just have a snout around. You caught anything you shouldn't have. He's going to give his tail away.
I'll say this for him. He's a live wire, eh?
Get down. Oi, get down.
Oh.
Good boy.
Then.
Good boy.
No.
Yes, Robson.
Mr. Cheng, can you restrain him, please?
Okay, all righty.
He knows what he likes, don't he?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Cheng. Thank you, Robson.
Thank you, Mr. Cheng. Round of applause for Robson. That's fantastic, Robson. Well.
There's something in there.
There's something in there, isn't there? You see how that canine went for it? It's your bag that's the problem, Law.
No, there's nought of any interest in there. Believe me, it's just my Grishams and my knick-knocks.
So where's the canine getting a boner?
Now put your suitcase on the table, please, sir.
Exactly, where we can see it. Thank you.
Did you pack your own bag?
This is more like it.
Yeah, my wife did.
She makes his cocoa pots for him and all.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Gloves back on. This is the stuff. What do we all think about his suitcase?
It's just a suitcase.
From the 1920s.
Yeah, that's a mad case. It's... wooden, is it?
It's an absolute David Lloyd George of a case. That's what it is.
Whatever, am I opening it?
I tell you what, Mr. Keane. There used to be this famous Spanish clown.
Right, go on. This is more like it.
Old guy with big, thick sideboards.
A pillock, basically.
And he'd have this stupid little suitcase.
Right, Lord, yes.
And the kids would point at him and call him a belly boy, and the animals would gnaw at his suitcase.
Wow, wait, I need to see this.
You want me to open my case?
Have you seen its little buckles, Carlos?
Not in this century, I haven't.
not in this century. That's brilliant, that.
Am I opening my case or not?
Hang on.
What?
Do I know you?
As in?
Mad question.
Go on.
Are you famous?
Oh, well, I mean...
No. No, he isn't. He isn't famous.
I mean, I've done, you know...
You don't know him, Carlos. This is a dead end, mate.
What have you done, sorry?
Nothing. He's a bits and pieces man, if that.
I'm going to Google you. Matt.
Matt, it's Tom Basden.
Basden, right.
It's like garden, but with Baz.
So nothing like garden, then. Basden. Google won't help you.
Now then, I knew it. Well, there you go. Tom Basden.
Yeah.
So you, sir, have worked with the great Ricky Gervais.
Gervais, yes. Yes, I have, sir.
Bet that was a thrill. To lock horns with a titan.
I enjoyed working with him, no, it has to be said.
And rumour has it he raps at 4 p.m, is that true?
He likes to get home, yes. Likes his crew to see their families.
Of course. And you have a young family too, so you must have been glad.
You're interviewing him! You're bloody interviewing him!
No, I'm not going to lie. It's nice to get the job done and then get back to the chaos.
Get back to the chaos? What? And it says here you also perform live with your own material.
Yeah.
Do you get a thrill performing your songs to a live audience?
Can we just open the guy's case already?
It's nice to perform my own material, yeah. I mean, I love Ricky's stuff, but I'm my own man too.
Can we go right back to the start?
Sure.
When you got the bug?
The performance bug.
Yes. Yeah. Did you grow up in a funny household? Or?
Well, my parents were very encouraging. I played Tiny Tim.
Open the case. Open the case, please.
Yes, I'm sorry. Tom, can we... I'm sure you're clean and all.
Stop tugging his boy. Let's get that case opened.
All right, one second. Oh, sorry, there's a knack.
Yeah, the knack being you have to be a Victorian to get it open. Oh.
Open the case and keep it open.
Good day to you, boys.
Now then.
Daphne?
It's okay, Carlos. I'll take it from here.
Megan.
Shut it, Law.
You're not Daphne.
We don't know that. She's wearing a mask.
Daphne de Groot, as per my lanyard. I'm the lady from the lab. I'm taking over.
My goodness, she's knocked out Daph, Law. That's what it'll be.
No, you're too small. You're drowning in your uniform.
That's the nicest thing you've said to me all day. Now, why don't you pop off, Cece?
Daphne calls me Cece.
Well, then I guess I must be Daphne. Cece, read my lanyard. What does it say?
Daphne de Groot.
Exactly.
Checks out, I suppose, yes. Sorry, Daphne.
No worries.
And I'm in the testing room, am I?
Off you pop then, Carlos.
Have you analysed this chap's talc?
Probably fine, is it?
Yeah, it's Menorcan, uncut.
Well, should you find anything in this guy's case, then...
Well, there's nout in my case.
Yes, I'll be sure to bring it through, Carlos.
Why didn't he call you Megan when you came in?
Tutty bye, then.
Oh, Megan!
Lovely stuff, Goosey. Do you lock her out, then?
She's tied up in the stock cupboard, boys. What am I like? Open your case, then, Law.
Yeah, let the cat out of the bag.
That's
very
fantastic.
Very good.
Hang on. Oh, Olive.
The feline.
Oh, our beautiful Olive. I do love her so, Megan.
Oh, Olive, I missed you. Look at the little paws. Okay, let's go.
Lock the door behind you, Megan. I'll stop here for a moment.
Yeah, we'll grab the talc. See you on the other side.
Yeah, I'll meet you in W.H. Smith's.
Yes, I think it's just W.H. Smith. No, there's no S. You're saying Smith's.
We'll be by the Osmonds.
Hello, hello, Sean. Lovely to talk to you. Yes, I am. Well, not... Well, I'm in Nature Studio. Let's put it that way. Oh, Sean. Have you been having a nice rummage around my Wikipedia page? Lovely to talk to you, Sean.
Tim Key's poetry programme was written and presented by Tim Key, with Tom Basden, Katie Wicks and Mike Wozniak. The producer was James Robinson and it was a BBC Studios production for Radio 4.
Let's focus on you. Make yourself comfortable, clear your mind and take a slow, deep breath in. 2, 3, 4 and out. 2, 3, 4 And again, using the music as your guide. To help you find a moment for yourself, join me, Izzy Judd, and our meditation guides as we tackle everything from stress to gratitude. The Music and Meditation Podcast. Listen on BBC Sounds.